My hand moves down my body and onto hers once more. This time, lingering there. Rubbing. Teasing. Toying with her exposed pussy. All the while, I work her in this single leg Boston crab. I adore how each touch changes her tune. One hard jerk on her leg, and she screams like a banshee. One slow rub on her cunt, and she moans like a little whore. Do you like watching me touch your wife, Tanya? I tease. I bet you wish you could touch yourself right now. Don't you, honey? My tone is alluring, teasing, seductive, leaving her guessing as to whether it's an invitation to go at herself or yet another mocking statement from the woman who's dominating her wife. I slide two fingers deep inside Lisa's cunt and I swear, I almost come as I hear both women suck a deep intake of breath together. Lisa is in agony, humiliated and fucked, and wishing she wasn't trapped in this hold. While Tanya is tortured, aroused, and desperately wishing she was. My fingers start thrusting in and out, faster and faster. I ease up on the Boston crab, so Lisa starts to get overwhelmed with all the sensual, sexual feelings twisting and spiraling through her body, clouding her mind with doubt and lust. And then, when she's close to the edge, close to giving it up and coming for me, I heave back on the crab and remind her just how trapped and helpless she actually is. Over and over I work her, Tanya practically drooling the longer I torment her wife. Megan, on the other hand, is sat back, wearing the biggest, proudest smile on her face. We do this shit for a living, true, but tonight, it's not to please an arena full of fans or a dark club full of high-paying dirtbags. No, it's for her. And seeing her soak up every dominant move I make like this, well, it makes me feel like a fucking goddess. But I feel something at least that stirs me from my reverie. A change. She's not fighting the hold anymore. She succumbs to it. Not that she's tapped out or submitted yet, you understand. But she's not raging against it. She can't. She doesn't have anything left. The pain and the agony of my Boston crab, mixed in with the shame, humiliation and guilty pleasure of the fingering I'm giving her in front of our wives, is just too much to bear, and she starts to go limp, ready to quit. If this was an actual wrestling match, I'd be finishing her off right now, cranking the hold up and forcing the bitch to scream her submission to me. But it's not. This is for fun. And I've got a lot more fun in mind. So I drop the hold and strut around her prone body. First, hooking the waistband of her panties before ripping them off her. And then, unfastening her bra and depriving her of that too. leaving her naked and panting on the canvas as I throw her underwear to my wife as a memento. I turn back around, and Lisa hasn't moved an inch. The fight has truly left her now. Good. This is when I do my best work.